Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
This is Heather Beckmaster for the Oklahoma Beef Council with a checkoff minute. The summer grilling season has kicked off, and with it, a new beef checkoff funded campaign featuring former football star Tony Romo as the official ambassador for the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand. Romo will urge consumers to, quote, make the right call with beef this summer. Tony will be featured across all media platforms from TV advertising to social media channels. You can expect to see him sharing his favorite recipes, grilling tips, and even a behind-the-scenes look into his personal passion for beef. So take it away, Tony.
Hey everyone, it's Tony Romo, and I'm here to remind you that it's grilling season. And how do you make those summer cookouts extraordinary? With beef. Whether you're slow roasting ribs or throwing a couple of hamburgers on the grill, some top sirloin kebabs, or, wait, what was I saying again? Oh yeah, set your grilling season on fire this year with beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. For more ideas, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Today's cattle futures, both live cattle and feeder cattle markets, were lower. The August live cattle were down $1.67 to $132.92. October's down $1.50 at $138.47. The December live is down $1.72 at $144.05. Technically speaking here, we're back below the 20-day moving average, still above the lows from a couple days ago, which was just below $132. So about a dollar off the lows. So hopefully we can hold those levels here on the August live cattle. There's this idea that this inflation that's been occurring in pretty much every market has never hit the live cattle market. So even though it's summertime when beef prices typically kind of get lower this time of year, we hope that the inflation at some point is realized in that market. You know, we see it higher prices at the meat counter, but we haven't really seen it reflected in the live cattle cash trade. And there's also talk of all these cows, these coal cows that have been slaughtered over the past couple of months. At some point, that'll come into play with lower numbers. August feeder cattle today were down $1.80 at $172.70. September's down $1.55 at $176.10. We'll talk in a minute about the corn, but corn has gotten substantially cheaper over the last couple of weeks, and the feeder cattle really haven't rallied, so that's kind of a weird thing to look at here. You'd expect the feeder cattle to rally with cheaper corn.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 70th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers, network with fellow cattlemen, check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show, details at okcattlemen.org.
Well, today's grain futures were in the red. We had a sharp sell-off led by the soybean market. The August down 70.5 at 14.39. The November's down 79.25 cents, all the way down to 13.16. And that was 14 cents off the low. It was down so much and wasn't ever down the limit. So I looked up the limit. The limit is now $1.15. $1.15 on the soybean future. So way down there. The corn was down anywhere from 18 to about 29 cents. December down 29 at 578.5. The Chicago wheat 35 to 39 lower. Kansas City wheat was 40 to 50 lower. December down 51 at 870.5. And then July of next year down 46.25, settling at 861.75. So if you go back and look at the high from back in May to the current price, let's just use December for example. December was over 1350, and now we're at 870. So that is a difference of about almost $5, so $4.80 or so. So really big sell-off there in about 45 trading days or 45 calendar days. Today's cotton futures down the limit, putting December at 93.48, down 4 cents. Currently, the stock market's fought its way back, only down 160 in the Dow, unchanged in the S&P.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.